Yes, the Summer Sanctum back again on The Breakfast Club. We move into the Inner Sanctum, Summer Sanctum crossover. It's a good time to be a listener on RSN 927, and it's great to have Shani Layton back with us after victory on the weekend for the Magpies, the first one of the season, the AFLW. Good morning, Shan.
Yeah! Up the Pies! Oh, guys, it was like winning a premiership. I don't know if you saw the photos of me. I was crying. I sang the theme song for the first time in the black and white. I poured Gatorade on people. Far out. It was a day to remember for the old black and white in 2019. So I know AFL, the men's, is starting this weekend, but doesn't matter because we got to win.
You did get a win, and you were up and about, and like you are this morning.
Yeah, but not for long.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to be up for long today.
Oh, I know that, and we're going to get to that, but we'll just give you a chance to enjoy that moment because you worked hard for it.
I did.
You worked hard.
Yeah, personally, I worked really hard for it, you know, and I'd like to thank myself. No, I'm just joking. but to be honest, halves, you know how hard it was when we lost against you, and that was the first time I'd shed a tear this year because we trained so hard, and we have such this beautiful young group of girls that, you know, they can do everything at training but just struggle to translate onto game day. And so to come out against Brisbane on our spiritual turf at Victoria Park, yes, we may have been hanging on for dear life, but
doesn't matter.
And the fact is that we learnt against playing against Carlton, and we were able to keep the ball, we were able to keep possession, and to get that win when the siren went, it was a massive relief. So I'm so proud of all the girls for keeping that. You know, we copped a little bit for saying that we were too positive in a losing season, but as I was saying, for us the wins weren't on the scoreboard, it was what we were improving on from week to week, and that eventually showed on the scoreboard. So not the best season for us, I agree, but very exciting moving into VFLW and next year.
But depending on your expectations, your definition of success is very different. And
absolutely.
And Collingwood's was very different this year. So well done to you and your girls on a victory, and for Wayne Seekman, the coach, to get that victory in the last game of the season was nice as
thank
well.
Thank you very much.
I do want to just ask Shani, the celebration, have you reviewed it? Have you seen the footage?
Yeah. What part are we talking about?
So the Elaine Bennis type Seinfeld dancing. Oh.
That's always been my dancing. Are you talking about in the middle of the huddle?
There was a lot of jolting and...
There was. I mean,
not at all.
Whitey, you don't want to come out on the town with the Shan stuff. It's quite dangerous. There's a lot of elbows. People think that I'm dangerous on the field, but, you know, out on that D floor, it's just as much.
Pack your mouth guard.
Yeah, yeah.
But in all seriousness, it was great to see, you know, because you've gone through a lot yourself this year. To see that at the end was, you know, there was a lot of joy there. There's a lot of relief from you as well.
Oh, so much relief. And as I've said before, I'm so invested in every single one of our 31 players.
And you could tell that.
Including Chloe Malloy, who wasn't able to get out there this year. That was such an instrumental part of our team, still helping us with our analysis and all the rest of it. And I haven't had that connection in a team in such a long time, guys, in such a long time. And it truly is something special. So I really hope that we can keep this group together moving forward because that is one of the hardest things to get in a group, and halves, you'd probably agree, to be able to get that culture right is something really tricky. So I was so invested, and just to see the looks on their faces, just it was a relief more so for my teammates than it was for myself.
Well done to you and the girls, and that's the positive from the weekend. There was a fairly negative incident across, in the last 24 hours, in fact, the last 48 hours, from the reaction to a beautiful photograph from Michael Wilson of Taylor Harris from the Carlton Football Club, one of the girls that I coach, just a majestic pose after she kicked the goal from 45 metres on Sunday to help us win the game against the Bulldogs. And the reaction was, some of the comments on social media were disgusting, were abhorrent, and were just downright not acceptable, vulgar. Taylor's been good enough to join us in the studio today to talk about that and the preview of the final as well, Taylor. We've got some work to do this week. Good morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you don't quite bring the energy that Shan does. I don't expect you to.
It's very early. I've never got up before 9 before. This is strange.
No training before 9, coach. What's going on?
No, we're in nighttime activities.
Saturday mornings? No.
Oh, Saturday, you've got to be there about 9:30.
All right.
That's all right. Shan lives a little bit from the club.
I didn't know about this. 9. A bit much.
How are you doing, Tay? Because what happens in the last 48 hours has been... and watching from a coaching perspective and working with you and having a very paternal relationship with the players. I've been so angry in the last little bit. How have you been?
I'm feeling empowered this morning, I think, because of the reaction that has come. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind. Yeah. Initially, it's, 24 hours. It's been, and I've seen all of it. I've seen the comments that I hope a lot of people don't know what we're talking about, and they won't because they've been deleted since. That created what has come now. The reason a lot of people have created a bit of an uproar is because 7AFL deleted the post rather than perhaps deleting the comments or blocking the commenters. So then, since that, a lot of people got on board, including Patrick Dangerfield and a few other high-profile people, posted the photo and said, let's share this, rather than deleting it and letting them win, essentially. They said, let's share it. So I kind of saw that and I just felt a bit like warm inside. It was great. Yeah. Obviously, the AFL community got around me and that was awesome. But it isn't about me now. It's about a way bigger picture. It's not about the comments either. Those people, I don't care about people who have cars as their cover photos. Like, that's not the people I'm worried about right now. But it is the fact that, I'm happy to talk about it because I can. But there are people who would have this scenario happen to them, whether it's on a smaller scale or in another area. Mm. But I can talk about it because I'm feeling fine now. But there's people who, in this particular incident, may have experienced something to do with sexual assault or something like that that would be much more affected. And those are the people that if this can help a little bit or maybe even deter a few people from making comments like that or even suggestive comments, that's all I can do. So, as I said, it's not about me anymore. It's so much bigger. And it's definitely not... We're not talking about the trolls right now. We're just talking about a whole bigger picture. This is society now.
And I think you're right. You make a really good point. I'm rapt that you feel empowered and have that emotion going through. And to see the response and the flip in the story last night, I came out of Jersey Boys with my wife and I've looked at my phone. There's messages willy-nilly and all these responses on social media. And I was angry initially. Then like you, I thought, gee, there's some unbelievable support. And for those that don't know what we're talking about, there will be an iconic image of Taylor kicking that goal on the weekend that Michael Wilson took, who's just a brilliant photographer. Similar to the Ted Whitten pose that we've all seen through the journey. It's similar photo. Yep. It will be an iconic photo. And I think the fact that you've come out so strongly with your response, which was just brilliant, by the way, and there's been such a rally of support about what that photo means and represents, not just for you, but for women in sport, has been fabulous, Shans. And I bring you in here because you're a big believer and a lover and supporter of women in sport, and you want to sell the message of what the athletes are capable of and the whole movement, which is just brilliant. What did you think initially, and what's your mindset now and what's happened?
I'm furious, guys. Like, I'm generally pretty happy when I come in here. And look, I'm not going to swear, although I think it can have a bit of power behind it at times, but I'm so proud of Tay as well for the way that she stood up, because there are not a lot of people that have the ovaries to be able to stand up and do something like that when, you know, it could create something that continues to roll on. But by standing up for yourself proves what is right, Tay. And I think we're similar in a way that we're passionate people, and so our supporters are always going to get behind us. And I'm so glad, first of all, that you posted that to show how much great support there is. But enough is enough of this trolling. Whitey, we've chatted about this, and at the start, you know what? I think I was a bit soft on it. You know, I'm not okay with people jumping on, and I don't care if it's a jet ski, if it's a car, whatever their photo is. Get a life. And who needs to stand up? Our Tay is standing up, yes. But we need Twitter to stand up. Block these people. Delete them off. Facebook, delete them off. Cecilia McIntosh retired for us on the weekend. Got 5,500 comments on the Facebook page about why are we, you know, celebrating this player that's retiring. Why? Because she is an Olympian. She is a silver medalist at the Commonwealth Games, a Winter Olympian. No, that might not have been put on there, but let's show these people some respect. AFL, I am asking you to stand up and not stand for this anymore. anymore, if you find these people, because the people on Facebook have a name, and if they have a membership, revoke it. Because do you know what? Standing up for something that's right is more important than any money that is coming into your business. So I'm not standing for it anymore. I'm being really loud on this. Tay's been an absolutely beautiful soul in here and being empowered and showing everyone what is right and speaking up for those people that don't have the ability to speak up like we do in here. But enough is enough. And you people out there that do it, it's not good enough. Go get a life, because seriously, there's so much more out there than what you're currently giving. And yeah, that's all I've got to say.
So Shani, I want to ask you, you've been the Australian captain of the netball team, which is such an idolised team, and you were the captain of the country.
Mm.
You then switched sports. Have you been shocked? Because I would imagine if that pose was you in a Australian netball diamonds dress, there wouldn't be anything necessarily said.
Absolutely.
So now you've sort of gone to another code. Are you shocked at what you've seen and what you've experienced?
I 100% am shocked at what I've seen so far. And I think that's why I was probably a bit lighter on it when I came in here the first time, because I hadn't been exposed to that yet. And I was open in saying that I hadn't received the criticism or the ridicule that some of these female athletes had been getting. But now that I've seen it with my own eyes and I'm more closer with the ladies and being able to, they're sharing these stories with me. I am, because they're doing their job. They're doing what they are amazing at doing. Like Tay said when she posted that photo again, this is me at work. And yes, it is. And it's phenomenal. Far out. I wish I could kick like that, Tay. Like it is.
I wish I could kick like that.
Yeah.
I popped a string just looking at that
absolutely
photo.
Absolutely.
I definitely can't kick like that.
I'd love to ask Taylor, when you saw the photo the first time, what did you think?
I've seen this particular photo a few times. But that's how I kick. So I didn't really think much. I was like, oh, there I am kicking.
Did you think it was a nice photo?
Yeah, it was cool. I thought it was a cool photo. That's what I thought, oh, that's a great shot. And Michael Wilson is an incredible photographer. Mm. And something quite funny, I actually told him before the game. I said, oh, would you like me to do the kick today? And he said that would be great. I said, all right, I'll do it on the 50. So that...
I love it.
So that,
I love it.
Can you speak to every photographer every game, please? That seemed to work well for that kick.
Yeah, well...
But like, are you proud of yourself when you see that, to think that, you know, this is you in full flight? This is something that so many people, they're amazed. That, you know, words like, you know, brilliant, elegant, you know, beautiful, these sorts of comments have been made. I mean, this is you doing it.
Yeah, I am proud of myself, because the reason I can do it is because I've put so much time and effort into my body to make it what it is. I wouldn't be able to do that if I was not in the physical shape that I am. So essentially, this is a product of what I've worked for, and to capture it is pretty special, and I'm happy for it to be posted everywhere and whatever. But really, it's AFL footy, and there's plenty of other cool photos around like it of everyone else doing other things, but that's my thing that I seem to have been the first to maybe put out there, the huge extension.
Well, you've got long legs and they extend very high, Tay.
Yeah.
And there's not many that can do it like you do it.
No,
full stop.
There's actually photos from when I was younger, 10 or 12, where I'm doing the exact same thing. So this is just how I kick. Yeah. I don't do this.
Yeah, but I think it's more significant than that, in the sense that when the women's football first came onto the scene and it was Melbourne versus the Bulldogs, it was the vision of you taking that mark that I think put AFLW on the map. People saw that and thought, I can't believe that happened. And we've now got this next iconic photo, which I would describe it as, that is going to take it to the next generation again. So I'm interested in how you feel about that, because there is not a pressure attached to that, but these are huge moments in female sport, and you're central to it.
And if I can continue to do things like that, and when I play footy, if you've ever seen me play, I am happy to put my body on the line and do anything for footy, really, and for my team. So, and if that goes so far as a photo that gets spread and creates awareness for AFL women's, then that's something I'm more than happy to do. And as a pioneer, all of us, and Shan's as well, we will continue to do things that, and we'll try things. They might not work, but we'll try them. And if good things come from it, then that's awesome. But if no one recognises it either, that's fine. So,
but also, as you said earlier, Tay, it's not only just AFL Women's. The reach that you're having by speaking out and doing this is so much more than that. So thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I think back, I'm going to throw this to you, Whitey, because I saw a photo you posted on Twitter or whatever you did most on the weekend, where you were having the last Mile Out Cricket weekend for your kids. And Jemima was in a, your daughter Jemima was in her Australia, in Milo top.
She was in her brother's top.
Milo, yeah. My top. Yeah. And you made a reference to the next Jemima Perry or Jemima Lanning. Clearly with a reference to Elise Perry and Meg Lanning, who are dominant female cricketers, women cricketers, and inspirations to young women and young girls across the country. No different to these women we've got in the studio today, Taylor Harris and Shani Layton. This is the thing. These moments will create opportunities and dreams for young girls around the country to show that they can.
And this is, and I get a bit emotional about it because I've got a daughter who's only two, but she will grow up where Meg Lanning... whether it be Elise Perry, Alyssa Healy, it's normal for them to be idolising female athletes, female cricketers. Whereas if it was another generation, they'd be idolising, like I did, Michael Slater or Dean Jones. Mm. But they can now idolise female athletes. And that is going to happen now with the efforts of Taylor. That now, with my daughter... He'll back for Hawthorn. But she yes, will idolise and see what Taylor does as normal. And I still think we're in that transitional phase with football, probably maybe 5 years behind cricket, maybe a bit more than that. But it'll be a point, and it's there at the moment in primary schools, where it's just normal for everybody to see what Taylor does and be absolutely inspired by it. But at the same point, it be seen as normal. And I think there's people that are struggling with that.
Yeah, no doubt.
That that's normal. That's what they can do. Now, I get inspired by it, but it's, as you said, that's just you kicking the football. You do that all the time. But people aren't used to that. And I think that's half the issue.
Yeah. If I can quickly go back to, I don't want to give oxygen to the trolls, but one thing that I happened to come to my mind through all this, and I saw the comments. I know I shouldn't read them, but it's hard not to. Yeah. But I saw them, and I can see in... people's profile pictures that may have said something, whatever. They've got kids or they've got daughters or women in their photos even. And that is the stuff that I'm worried about. So perhaps this is an issue that might even have to go further, because what are these, if these people are saying things like this to someone they don't know on a public platform, what are they saying behind closed doors and what are they doing? These people need to be called out by the AFL, yes, but also then taken further. Maybe this is the start of domestic violence. Maybe this is the start of abuse. And the comments that I saw were sexual abuse, if you can call it that, because it was repulsive and it made me uncomfortable. So as soon as I'm uncomfortable with something like that, that's what I would consider sexual abuse on social media. So this needs to, whether it's Victoria Police, whatever it is, need to at least contact these people or some sort of warning, Facebook delete them, something needs to happen, because we can talk about it as much as we want, but they're not listening and they're probably smiling about it, that we're talking about it. So something needs to go further, I think.
Well, you've done your bit. You've stood up magnificently, and I think the whole industry and the whole sporting world, certainly in Australia, would stand up and say, well done for the way you've carried yourself through all this. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. You've done an unbelievable job for us at the Blues this year. We're keen for that to continue at the prelim on Saturday. If you don't mind, talk to a few photographers in the build-up and just tell them you're going to kick him from 50. I'm okay with that, Tay. I would like to see that happen, but thanks for coming in this morning and discussing it with us.
Thanks, Huff.
We should ask.
What?
You're going to go all the way?
Yeah, go Baggers.
Go all the aboard. Baggers.
All aboard. Here we go.
I am up for Group B. Do it for Group B,
we love
Carlton.
Well, we need to get to a break. We'll come back and close it up after this. Thank you, Tay. We'll chat soon. Taylor Harris, Shani Layton with us on The Breakfast Club.